This hour of the Armed American Radio podcast is being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. This incredible organization is doing the behind-the-scenes work on behalf of our Second Amendment freedoms, filing the lawsuits around the nation that defend against the incredible withering assault on our constitutional right to bear arms. If it weren't for the Second Amendment Foundation and the incredible work they do, the landscape of our gun rights in this country would be vastly different. Visit them and help us defend freedom from the Bloomberg machine that is dumping millions into the effort to strip you of your rights. Visit the Second Amendment Foundation at saf.org. That's saf.org. Now is the time. We need your help. saf.org to do your part fighting for the freedoms that we enjoy today. Enjoy the program, and I'll see you on the radio.
Filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Wow, what a great day this is going to be. I can't wait. Been waiting all week for this. Welcome to the Crossbreed Holster Studios and Armed American Radio. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom every single week here on the Armed American Radio Network. This is a special show because we moved the Crossbreed Holster Studios west to the free and great state of Arizona. It's a real pleasure to have you with me today. As I said, it's an honor, and I'm glad you're joining me. I've got some news for you. Let me get a little bit of the business out of the way. The press release went out last week, 2 weeks ago, announcing my upcoming interview with George Zimmerman, which was to occur next week. Because of circumstances beyond all parties' control, I had to move that interview. We've postponed it. So hang in there with us. We will bring you George Zimmerman in the future. You can visit us at Armed American Radio on Facebook, facebook.com/Armed American Radio. You have a Facebook account. You know you do. It's okay. You can admit it. We all know. And you can watch and see when we put that interview back together for you. So welcome to the show. It's great to be here. You know, I woke up at, this was about 3:30 in the morning Eastern time yesterday to catch an early flight out of Atlanta to come out here to Arizona. And it was one of those, that time sequence phenomena thing where I took off at about 8:10 in the morning, flew for 5 hours, and wound up where I was going at 9:07 in the morning. So you lose a little bit of that time, and I couldn't have picked a better place to do it because I sit here across from me in the Crossbreed Holster Studios is, you know him, it's the only segment I name on the show, and that's the Alan Corwin Experience. Alan, it's great to be here.
I am so delighted, Mark, to look at your face on the radio.
Week after week, we bring you in here, and we say the Alan Corwin Experience live on Armed American Radio, and it takes on a whole new dimension now because we are actually sitting across the table at the Armed American Radio Crossbreed Holster Studios with you. So, you know, it was neat because you had saved a table for me. I didn't know it at the Arizona Citizens Defense League meeting. So I got off this plane at 9:00 in the morning, went straight to the hotel in Scottsdale, checked in, got in the car and headed down to meet you, and walked in on an unbelievable, you know, I tell you, week after week, the grassroots in this country, it's what's keeping America free, particularly when it comes to pro-rights movement, the gun rights, the pro-rights movement in America all depends on you and the grassroots. And to walk into that Arizona Citizens Defense League meeting and meet new faces, meet new members of new freedom fighters, and all of the familiar faces that I've known for so long, Alan, and then to have the opportunity to be asked to address the crowd, what an honor that was, man. Thank you for all that.
It was just electric to see you walk into a room with 500 people, fully armed, the safest room in town, and there I am having lunch with all these people armed, and I knew nobody would be hurt, and everything would go smoothly. How often do you get a chance to do that? And, of course, with that many people there celebrating their civil rights, no news media shows up because there was nothing to report.
Yeah, we're going to go into that in detail. And what I'm referring to is, Alan, your speech, you knocked them dead, as you always do.
But well, I knocked them alive.
You knocked them alive. The the brilliance behind it. Anybody who listens to me on a regular basis knows my utter contempt and disdain for the mainstream media. I have no use for the mainstream media. It is nothing but a propaganda machine in this country. I've said over and over many, many times that the mainstream media in this country today is the single most dangerous entity we face.
Well, they're tied for first place. There are some other very, very serious enemies we face, but the media has become one of the greatest enemies of freedom in America.
Control the masses, control the media, control the message. We saw that early in the 20th century used to great effect. And we are witnessing right now what I've always said, how do they control the message? Not necessarily by virtue of what they tell you, which is all biased, but what they leave out.
Yes, that's right.
And that in and of itself is censorship. And you know, we're going to talk to Chris Knox, who's in the studio with us today, whose father, Neil Knox, legendary figure, who we don't hear enough about, quite frankly. But he said the same thing years and years ago.
Yep.
He was harping all over the media. And to read those passages was like coming back to life. It was really brilliant to read those words.
You know, I didn't have enough time. I had 15 minutes to squeeze in 15 hours of material. It's what they say. It's what they don't say. They set the narrative. And people don't realize this. They think newspapers are dead. Newspapers are setting the narrative. And you don't realize it. People think about global warming or climate change or climate disruption or global whining. They don't understand that everybody thinks it's about your carbon footprint. Carbon is black stuff. It's an element. So they think it's about carbon dioxide. That's an invisible gas. So they think it's about anthropogenic carbon dioxide. Has nothing to do with it. You know what causes global warming? The sun. It's the sun. That's where warming comes from.
I thought it was Al Gore. Don't even get me started. It's
I know,
way
but
too early.
They
we'll
set,
save this for the
they
third
set
hour.
The agenda. They set the narrative. So here you are worrying about carbon dioxide, and the sun is what warms us up, and the effects of this, we're a tiny little fragment of it, and we can't even think straight, and we're here to talk about the firearm side of it. They got 500 armed people in a room, and they're totally afraid of guns and armed people, and nothing happens. And I didn't expect anything to happen, and we had a wonderful time, and I knew everything would be fine, and everything was fine, and the media doesn't get it, can't see it. Everybody's wearing their best leather. We got so much ammunition and firepower in that room, and so everything's okay. And they don't get that, and it doesn't show up. And there's one shooting 2,000 miles away, and I get to read about it 2,000 miles away.
Is it that they don't get it, or they do get it, and they're just not telling us intentionally? Which we know that.
Yeah,
we know that to be the case.
You're on it. Everybody in here is shaking their heads, yes.
That's the censorship that we're talking about. That's what we refer to when we say it's not just what they tell you, it's what
they
intentionally leave out.
Yeah.
They don't want that narrative getting out. They don't want that becoming part of the lexicon. They don't want everybody out there to know that the safest room in the house is the one with all the guns.
That's right. If they had media there, it would leak out that 500 people could have lunch while they're all armed and nothing happens. Oh, well, then that's not news. You damn bell straight, it's news.
You know, back in April, I had the honor to attend the signing in Georgia of the Guns Everywhere Bill. The Guns Everywhere Bill. Isn't that a beautiful thing?
And then nothing happened.
The
they made
governor,
all this stink about it.
The governor, this was in a beautiful pavilion outside in Ellijay, Georgia, up in the beautiful North Georgia mountains. Not it's pretty. I know I have a lot of people and all a lot of friends listening in Georgia, but it's not as pretty as Arizona. Okay, I said that.
However, well, it's tied for first place. Let's give those
folks some
credit.
Not tied for first place. This is the most
beautiful
place on the planet.
Right. Oh, we're getting in trouble.
So,
now.
Yes, we are getting in trouble.
You know,
so
they're all just armed. You better be careful.
The governor
are all armed too.
The governor and his security detail walked into a pavilion with hundreds of citizens there to watch him sign the bill. Every single one of them were armed. Every single one of them.
And the governor was in there? Did he have his security detail?
He walked up and he stood in front of that podium, and here's exactly what Governor Deal said. He said, well, I tell you what, it sure is comfortable knowing I'm in the most safest room in the country right now. This is the safest place in Georgia, and I'm thinking nowhere else I'd rather be. Let's get to signing this thing. And
off he went.
That's freedom in America. And I had to wonder why we didn't have snipers positioned all over the place. There weren't state police snipers on top of vehicles. MRAMs or whatever they call it.
MRAMs,
whatever, military vehicles. The state police weren't using them. They knew everybody had their back.
I didn't see that on TV here in Arizona.
You? Why would you? They don't want you to hear that. But it made news in Georgia. But you know what they stayed? They kept away from the guns. It wasn't about the guns. It was the signing of the bill that the antis, and they gave you the anti-perspective. Governor signs controversial gun bill.
There was nothing controversial about that gun bill.
Controversy. I can't get into my liberal.
Oh, man.
The truth is only controversial to a goofball liberal. Let me put it that way, and then I'll move on.
That's okay? Pretty good. Say that again.
The truth is only controversial to a goofball liberal.
Wow. Only controversial to a non-goofball liberal.
To a liberal in general.
Liberalism is a mental disorder. They can't connect dots. They just can't get it straight. It's crazy. We're fighting a mental disorder. These people need treatment.
Hoplophobes. Is that what
hoplophobes? Yeah, that's right.
I'll tell you what. We have
Fighting a gun problem. We're fighting a mental problem.
We have so much to talk about. We've got about 30 seconds before we take our first break. We have a huge lineup today. Sitting in the studio with us today, I get a lot of emails. You know, there's not enough women on Armed American Radio, and I couldn't agree more.
I can always take more women.
Well, I'll tell you what. We've got a good one here joining us today when we come back from this break. Amber Q now is going to be with us. I apologize. Amber is going to be with us, and she's going to be talking to the one-third of gun owners in America are women. And this, of course, was mentioned at the Arizona Citizens Defense League meeting yesterday in Scottsdale. She's a competitive shooter. She's an NRA-certified instructor. And guess what? She shops at Kroger's, and it's the safest grocery store in America. We'll talk to her about that when we come back here on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom right here from Scottsdale, Arizona, back after this.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to DefendFamilyNow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit DefendFamilyNow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Galco SC2 is the perfect concealed carry holster for all seasons. The SC2 is lightweight and comfortable with a snap-on design that allows the holster to attach and detach from your belt without removing the belt itself. Constructed of premium saddle leather, the SC2 utilizes a reinforced thumb brake strap for added retention. Check out the Galco SC2 for semi-automatics and double-action revolvers. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order, visit GalcoGunLeather.com.
The Magnum Research Baby Desert Eagle family of handguns. Excellent handgun protection with plenty of firepower. With a crisp double-action, single-action trigger pull. And available in 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, and 45 ACP. The Baby Desert Eagle handgun line comes in several barrel lengths. And your pick of steel or polymer frame. All models come with slide-mounted decocking safety, upgraded fixed combat sights, and several models feature tactical rails. Visit MagnumResearch.com or your local dealer today.
Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you will meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
Keep me safe and keep America free. If you're a gun owner, please be a responsible gun owner and keep your guns locked up when they're not being used.
Wow, welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network. What a great message. That was just recorded today. Alan Corwin, welcome back to the show. It's a pleasure to have you here.
And it's great to be here, Mark.
And I tell you, we've got a huge guest lineup today. We're going to start right now with Amber Cuno. Amber sits in the studio with us, the Crossbreed Holster Studios with us. Competitive shooter, NRA certified instructor. The NRA wrote a great piece on you back in 2012, and we'll credit it to it was Karen Brinkman wrote the piece. Arizona's Amber Cuno joins cadre of female NRA certified instructors, so congratulations there. And you join us here on Armed American Radio. Welcome. This will not be your first or only time on the show, I promise you.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
It's great to have you here. But more important than any of that, Amber, is the fact that I think you're also an armed mom.
I am.
Who cares about your family's safety.
I do.
Even when you grocery shop.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, we're going to touch on that in just a little bit, Alan. That's vitally important. Why? Because the Moms Demand Action Gang is out there right now going crazy, and we want to bring a real mom on the program who isn't a social media whiz that these guys are, but actually shops with your family and cares about your family and your family's self-defense.
Yes.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Isn't that the way it's – isn't that your responsibility as a mom?
It is.
Step between a mama bear and her cubs, right?
Not going to happen.
Yep. So when you go shopping, you just – load up and go out?
Yes, I do.
Where do you like to shop?
Kroger's, right? Kroger's and whatever.
We don't have Kroger's
out here?
Yeah, no Kroger's.
Grocery store works as long as you're in a grocery store.
Yes.
Okay, good. Let's talk a little bit about, Amber, about your, first of all, your competitive shoot. How did you get into shooting sports? You know, women represent now, from what I, and the statistic yesterday that was given to us, was 30%. That's a huge number of new gun owners and new people entering shooting sports and concerned with self-defense and CCW licenses are now 30% of women.
Yeah. I got into shooting sports. I had a neighbor that was a competitive shooter, and she asked me if I wanted to go to the range someday. So I went with her, and I went a couple times, and I was hooked. And a month later, I was shooting my first competition.
Wow. And, you know,
a month later. Wow.
A month later. You got more than me. I stay away from the competition. It's just the – I don't know what it is, but I just don't feel good enough to do that. And I've watched some of you competitive shooters shoot.
How did you do?
Not that great, but it was a lot of fun. I learned a lot, and I just kept going and – got better and better. I didn't break any records or anything, but I was just there to have fun and compete with myself. And
what, it was cool. You had fun with a gun?
Yeah, I did. I did.
You're not supposed to do that. It's supposed to scare you.
I can't help it. It's just natural. Yes.
There was no fear?
There was not after a while. The first time, no.
What did you shoot?
Yeah, what disciplines are you shooting? What events?
Well, I used to shoot every week, Tuesday night steel. I've shot tactical 22 matches. Those are a lot of fun. I shoot pretty much just my 9mm and my 22.
Where do you shoot?
I shoot at Rio Salado Sportsman's
right.
Club.
Rio, so describe that. I shoot at Rio Salado. I've done it. But describe it for people who don't know that range.
It's amazing. It's just, I mean, really pretty state-of-the-art, if you ask me. It's beautiful. It's outside. There's several different ranges. There's the public range. There's practical pistol. We have the shotgun range, sporting clays. It's just amazing.
This is outdoor Arizona.
Outdoor Arizona. It's beautiful.
Yeah, mountains as a backstop.
Mountains, yeah.
It's dirt. Great. Dirt ground, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, lots of buildings, great people that work there, awesome staff.
Fresh air.
Yeah. I like to shoot outside, I prefer.
But it's a dry heat. It's a dry heat.
Oh, we were outdoors today. It's 90 degrees, and Mark says this is, you know, you can't believe it's 90.
So is my oven, right? It's 116 is 116.
But you don't put your head in it.
That's absolutely correct. Amber, it's so good to hear your story and to read this stuff because people just... I talk to people all the time, and as we discussed off-air, I like to say, Alan, you hear me say it a lot, you've participated in the conversation. Sometimes the best radio is the radio that the listener doesn't hear, but it's the conversations we have off-air that we get to bring to listeners. And one of them was, have you ever had anybody that you've taken shooting, just as your neighbor did with you, that said to you, oh, man, I never want to do that again?
Yeah, lots of people. No. Kidding.
Oh, you had me going. So what does happen?
What happens when you take them?
It's so much fun to people. They go, they're hooked immediately. They want to go all the time. When's the next time we can go shooting? You know, it's great. It's the best sport there is to me.
So let me walk you through this. How does somebody come to you and say, I want to go shooting? Or how do you bring somebody to it?
I just start talking about it just comes up naturally, you know, and Arizona is pretty open when it comes to guns, you know, and I have a few friends, some had just been hunting but they had never shot anything other than a shotgun, so mm-hmm, I take them mm-hmm. out, shoot pistols, you know, stuff like that.
So give me an example without naming names, somebody mm-hmm. you met recently and you mentioned that you go target shooting and they said, I want to try it.
Yeah, actually one of my pretty good friends, she had hunted for many years with her father with just a shotgun, but she really wasn't versed in shooting pistol at all. So I said, well, let's go out and give it a shot. And I helped train her. I helped her learn, and she got better and better and better. And she bought her first gun. And, you know, I just kind of helped her through the process of it all. And she's a great shooter.
And now she's got trophies lining the wall,
yeah,
probably.
Yeah.
Right? Wow,
that's
have
great.
You taken somebody who never went shooting?
My daughter.
Oh, how old is she?
She's 7.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, we talked about this prior to the show going, you know, how old was she? She told us how old. How old was she when she started shooting, when you first took her out?
She was 6 years old.
And that respect, you know, though, can't you? We get that question a lot. How young is too young? When do you know? How did you know that your daughter at 6 years old was mature enough to shoot?
I think that parents just know how their kids are going to do. It really is the responsibility of the parent to know if their child is comfortable with it, if they're going to do well with it, you know, if they're not going to be scared, if they can listen to instruction. You know, it's really up to the individual parent to decide. Mm-hmm. And I was right there with her. I'm NRA certified range safety officer. And, you know, we went through all the safety very, very strictly, and she did great. I was right by her side the whole time, and there was respect, but no fear. And she did great.
What kind of firearm did she shoot first?
She was shooting a .22, okay. A .22 rifle.
Alan, you look like you're ready to ask a question. Go ahead.
I get this question all the time from people who think in a statist way. They think the government has to be in charge. There need to be official rules. And they say to me, there ought to be a law about how young a child should go, mm-hmm. as if the government should be in charge and should set boundaries, and there should be official stuff. And if it isn't authorized, then it's no good. And I am so totally against that. But Amber had exactly the right answer. The parent should be in charge. The parent should make a responsible decision. And if your child is 14 and not ready, it doesn't matter what the law says. And if your child is 6 and the parent thinks it's okay, the parent makes the decision. And it's family that makes the decision, not the government. This statist mindset that it should be official is just totally wrong in a free country like America.
The parent knows. The parent understands. It's called personal responsibility, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right.
Something we will get back to when the current occupant of the White House is no longer the current occupant of the White House, and the government trusts you again to make decisions that are best for you. Armed American Radio continues with Amber and, who are you? Alan Corwin?
Alan Corwin.
And a huge guest lineup when we come back right after this.
You're at 23 Mabry, miss?
Yes. I told you on my last call. They're in my house. Where are you guys?
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com. armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com. armedamericandvdoffer.com.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated, never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today. Now, back to Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, welcome back to the program. It's great to have you here. Wow, again, so much to talk about. I've got a studio full of experts. Beginning with Alan Corwin. Gunlaws.com. We don't give that out enough. Gunlaws.com. How many books have you written?
I've written 14 books, 10 of them on gun law, and we haven't even discussed them. But if you like what I have to say and you want more, you can write to me, you can read my editorials, you can see my books. It's what keeps me going. Go to gunlaws.com. I'll be glad to communicate with you directly and do the things I do on the air with Mark directly with you.
And the Page 9 blog is important. You send me dozens. I know it's effective. I know you get a lot of people sign up for the blog. But if you want to hear the wit and wisdom, the brilliance of Alan Corwin, and you want to read it every single... What do you come out with? Once a month?
I come out as often as I can, at least once a month, sometimes more often. I just did an extra piece. All the questions they're not asking about the Ebola virus.
Well, the NRA, they're blaming the NRA about the Ebola virus.
Oh, they blame the NRA about everything. Some guy hosed it into a Dallas sewer. How long can it live in a Dallas sewer? Is that the CDC-approved procedure?
No, but when they saw him get in his truck and drive away, it had an NRA sticker on the back. That's why they're blaming it on National Rifles. I don't know. It's ludicrous.
Military to fight a virus? Is that? Do they have to be sequestered for 21 days when they come back? Is that legal?
I have no idea. Amber Cuno joins us now. Amber, welcome back to the Armed American Radio Crossbreed Holster Studios. How cool is that?
That's awesome.
Did you know or have any idea 2 weeks ago that you'd be sitting in the Crossbreed Holster Studios?
Next to me?
I had no idea. I'm so honored.
It's great that you're here. And it's great. We need to get more voices like you out there. We really do. It's important, and we don't do enough of it, Alan. Shame on us for that. But that changes now, because I'm telling you, you'll be back quite often. I hope you're ready for that.
I'm ready.
We're going to give you plenty of invites. Okay, I've got to get a little bit political here with you. We cannot overlook what's happening right now, the terror tactics being used. It's hard for me to believe that this is America. When I witness what this group is doing to American corporations, this is nothing short of corporate terror. And terror being defined by Merriam-Webster's dictionary, Alan and Amber, a very strong feeling of fear, something that causes very strong feelings of fear, something that is terrifying. That is exactly what this group is attempting to do, and I'm referring to Mom Demands Action and Every Town for Gun Safety. These are Michael Bloomberg shill groups taking advantage of an open checkbook to the tune of $50 million who cannot get their agenda passed legislatively. So what are they doing? They're now trying to go around it going after corporations. Who is the Kroger affiliate here in Arizona? Fries? That's a supermarket I'm taking?
Yes, Fries.
Okay. They're
You're treating them as groups. They're not groups. This is the news. This came out at the Gun Rights Policy Conference in Chicago that you couldn't get into because they sabotaged the airplane so that we couldn't get our speakers in. You're laughing, but it was true. We tried to reach them by phone. You can't get them on the phone. We tried to find out how many members they have. It looks like they don't have members.
No, this is a social media campaign that's being used to terrorize
these corporations.
It is a shill organization.
It's a name. They got Gabby Giffords to head up one of these groups. There's no group. It's Bloomberg creating names, creating a view that there's something there.
Creating that view is the media being used to the tune of they're buying the mainstream media. So, Amber, let's go over to you quickly. You're a mom. We cleared that up in the first segment. You're a mom. You're a gun owner. What do you think when you read this stuff? These people pretend to speak for you?
No, they don't speak for me. It's insulting, as a matter of fact. I do not echo the same sentiment, obviously, and they have no idea what they're doing. They're completely uneducated, and it's ridiculous.
So they don't know anything about shooting sports, safety, training, education that you do as an instructor, correct?
Correct. If they would go out there and they would learn about it and not be so uncomfortable with it, I think they would change their tune a lot.
Well, you know, there's a lot of hypocrisy here, and I'm going to bet you money, because we see this with liberals on a lot of different topics. Alan, you've talked about it.
We see it all the time.
The hypocrisy. You take a napkin when you talk to one of these people because it drips from their mouths. You've got to keep yourself clean. The problem that we have is I would be willing to bet you that a lot of those moms are, in fact, gun owners, because it's okay for an elitist to protect themselves, but just, not you.
Right, just not for anybody else.
There aren't any moms. That's the point. There's a few mouthpieces being funded by Bloomberg in New York who hates guns, wants control, right? It's not about control.
Does he hate guns? He's surrounded by guns, Alan. Does he hate guns? We have to ask that
question.
He
hates your guns.
Ah, but he doesn't hate guns that protect himself.
That's right. It's hypocrisy. And it's not about moms like Amber. She knows how to shoot. Every time she takes a mom out shooting, they understand. She takes her son out shooting. She taught him how to shoot. He's sitting right here nodding his head because he knows and she knows. There's no group. This is just a campaign. Gun control isn't about guns. It's about control.
Okay, and they're getting in this group. Now, you mentioned during the break. Again, let's bring the listener up to speed with what we talked about during the break as we have this great opportunity to sit here during the break and talk about what we're going to discuss next. What you went to their site. What angered you about what you saw?
Well, they were upset that there's a picture on there that they had taken of a very nicely dressed man, tucked in shirt, OD green shirt, matching holster, safari hat, and they were just outraged that this man was allowed to openly carry this gun in the store.
All right. Now, what they're initially, and again, you're right, Alan, I say there, this is a hidden group. This is AstroTurf. They do not have meetings like Arizona Citizens Defense League meetings. They do not have a Every Town for Mom. They had four people show up at a Kroger's to hand over a petition in Georgia. Guess what happened?
What?
The manager folded her arms and says, I'm not taking that. Kroger, God bless him, is standing up to this terror tactic being used by Michael Bloomberg. And, you know, wouldn't it be great to actually hear the CEO of Kroger come out and make this statement on the news and put an end to this? We're an American company. We're proud of our heritage. We're proud of our constitutional rights. We do business in all 50 states. We are not going to cave into your terror tactics. And until it's illegal, we're going to continue to allow it because this is America. Wouldn't that be great? Where is the CEO of a private company that would come out and say that, for crying out loud?
I don't like the word allow in that context. It's not that Kroger allows it. It's to do it. I want to know more about Amber being armed in a store. Do you carry openly or discreetly?
Discreetly.
And what do you carry typically?
I have a little pocket LC9. I just slide in my purse.
And you just keep it in your purse and then you go about your business?
And no one knows.
Has it ever jumped out, by the way? I'm just curious.
No,
when you were in line?
It's never jumped out. It's never walked away. No.
So when you were on the counter, when you're paying for groceries, it's never popped out and reared its head?
No, it behaves itself.
How do you feel about stores that have signs that say you must be unarmed to walk in?
I don't like it.
What do you patronize those stores?
Not unless I have no other choice, which, you know, there's a lot of choices here. So usually I'll take my business elsewhere.
So stores are losing business if they put up those signs?
I believe so. There's a lot of people that highly believe in not going to a store because they can't have their gun. And that's perfectly acceptable.
We certainly have enough stores that don't have signs, so you can just shop where you want to.
Yeah, there's lots of choices here.
Have you ever had an occasion where you needed it or thought you might need it?
There have been a few, you know, driving in certain not-so-great areas of Phoenix where I was more than happy to have it. I had my hand on it the whole time.
Really?
You know? Yeah.
But no real hardcore direct confrontations?
No, I've never had to draw it, point it at anyone. I've never been in fear for my life in that situation.
Do you feel more comfortable with your firearm in your purse, or do you feel less comfortable with your firearm in your purse?
I absolutely feel more comfortable with it.
Did you ever forget it?
And go back and get it?
Yes.
Okay, I think we've all been there from time to time. When you get used to carrying a firearm, sometimes that happens where, it's in my Crossbreed Super Tuck. No wonder I didn't know I had it. It's so comfortable. I had it. Shameless plug as we get ready to take a break. You're going to stick around with us, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good. We have Catherine Mortensen from the National Rifle Association coming on in the next segment, who's going to update us on some of the very important races. We'll have Alan Corwin here. We have Amber Cunaw, who's going to be here with us. And we've got Chris Knox sitting over here with us. We've even got a real Tombstone Deputy Marshal over here that's going to join us too. How cool is that?
That's pretty cool.
This is Arizona. Rich history of the gun. Back right after this.
The Galco SC2 is the perfect concealed carry holster for all seasons. The SC2 is lightweight and comfortable with a snap-on design that allows the holster to attach and detach from your belt without removing the belt itself. Constructed of premium saddle leather, the SC2 utilizes a reinforced thumb brake strap for added retention. Check out the Galco SC2 for semi-automatics and double-action revolvers. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order, visit GalcoGunLeather.com.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holsters on the planet, is offering big savings with our new two-holster combo. Now you can buy two complete holsters for as little as $49.88. Choose from any available holster styles and colors for the guns of your choice. All of Alien Gear's quality products are made right here in the USA and include a 30-day trial, forever warranty, and free shell trades for life. Visit AlienGearHolsters.com today.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KeltecWeapons.com. That's KeltecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with two magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at WaltherArms.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit GanderMountain.com/academy now.
Galco's patented new V-Hawk tuckable inside-the-waistband holster reaches unheard-of heights in comfort, speed, stability, and versatility. Constructed of premium steer hide, the V-Hawk comes complete with leather belt loops and tuckable injection-molded hooks. The open-top design offers both speed and ease of draw, and the reinforced mouth offers one-handed return to the holster. Buy the V-Hawk from Galco at GalcoGunLeather.com today. That's GalcoGunLeather.com.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you'll meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
This upcoming segment of AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit teachuscca.com. That's teachuscca.com.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I'm Mark Walters in beautiful Scottsdale, Arizona. I love getting out here. I feel home here. The meeting with you, Alan Corwin, at the Arizona Citizens Defense League yesterday was like, it was an honor to not only be there, but to be asked to just to stand. I had no prepared remarks, just to stand up and say hi to that awesome group of people who make so much happen. Real grassroots, not AstroTurf, like these clowns over here at this Everytown for whatever they stand for.
It was marvelous. I'm sorry it's only once a year that we have the annual meeting. And seeing you walk in the door, knowing who you are, knowing that half the people in the room know you and half don't. And I had one seat reserved. And that table came together so well. You sat next to the former Attorney General.
Bob Corbin. It was fantastic.
Former President of the NRA, who gave me an endorsement when I first wrote the Arizona Gun Owner's Guide. He invited me into his office. His desk was an 1881 wooden table. And he gave me an endorsement for the Arizona Gun Owner's Guide, and I said, how did little old me get this? Next to him is his wife, Lori Klein, former representative in the State House. Opposite me is Dr. Peter Steinmetz, a neuroscientist who walked through Sky Harbor Airport with an AR-15 just to see that it could be done. And he was ready to leave after almost an hour because nobody noticed. Nobody noticed. And then finally things happened, and it made the news and raised the whole issue of whether or not you could carry a firearm in public. And that's a whole other issue.
But these are the movers and shakers. That's why when you go to these grassroots meetings, these are the people that you meet.
And he
what
just
a
happened
fantastic
to sit,
conversation.
He just to happened sit. To sit at that table before I was even there.
It was outstanding.
He and I are friends.
Outstanding stuff.
And then Bob Blackmer, the deputy marshal. I'm sorry, and I want to talk to
him.
No, Amber.
That's okay, but we've also got Catherine Mortensen from the NRA. We've got a full room. See, we forgot. That we've got Catherine and Sam. We're having this time just keeps flying by here.
I want to ask Amber about training women because she's a trainer. I want to know what that's like.
Catherine Mortensen from the National Rifle Association. Welcome to the show. Jump in this conversation. Catherine, where are you? Sean, we got Catherine here.
Oh, let's see. I was there.
There she is. There she is.
Okay,
hi, Catherine.
Hi.
How are you today?
Hi, I'm great.
Hey,
thank you so much.
Hey, you're sitting in the room here on the Crossbreed Holster Studios with Alan Corwin and with Amber Cuno. Amber Cuno is also a National Rifle Association certified instructor. The National Rifle Association did a huge, great blog on her back in, it was in 2012, wasn't it, Amber?
Yeah, 2012.
In 2012. So we're in great company. Catherine, fill us in quickly on races. Can we go through some of them with you?
Oh, sure, absolutely.
Okay, what are the most important? What's the National Rifle Association looking at right now? Where are you focusing your efforts?
We're focusing our efforts on the U.S. Senate. We have the North Carolina race, where we think we can get a Republican in, a pro-gun guy, Tom Tillis. We have the Louisiana race, where we think we can get a pro-gun Bill Cassidy in to get rid of Mary Landrieu. We're looking in Iowa at getting Joni Ernst. In Colorado, we think we can get a terrific candidate, Cory Gardner. He's very pro-gun. We think he can unseat the incumbent, and in Arkansas, we're looking at Tom Cotton. So we're backing them heavily. We have a lot of ads running in those five states, and the Senate is where we think all the action's going to be this election.
All right, let's focus on Arkansas for just one moment. They're pulling out the big guns in Arkansas, pun intended. Last week they have, don't worry about that. You know, this is my home state here. You need to be voting. You need to be voting for Mark Pryor here. Mark Pryor's the guy here. You don't need Tom Cotton in here. It's Arkansas. Come on now.
Well,
so we've got Clinton. I mean, that's desperation on their part, isn't it?
Well, I think it's desperation. But here's the thing. We are not going to underestimate our opponents. This election cycle, they have Michael Bloomberg. $50 million is what he is committed to spending this year. So we take him very seriously, and he's putting money, if not in that race, although he probably is, he's putting money into Senate and House and seats at the state level all over the country. So we're fighting back as hard as we can. But so far, we have spent less than $20 million on this election cycle.
Tremendous amount of money.
That is a lot of money, but our money comes from our donors. It comes in $25, $10, $5 donations, and we don't have the kind of money Michael Bloomberg has. So
we don't, but we don't need that money, though, do we? Because we have what? We have people. We have voters. We have real people, not made-up Facebook people. We have a grassroots effort behind us making a difference in these elections, don't we?
Oh, absolutely. I think people... Like Michael Bloomberg, they're trying to replicate what the NRA has done, and they keep going saying, we can do what the NRA, in 30 years, we can become the anti-NRA now that we have this serious funding from Mike Bloomberg, but that misses the point completely. It's not the NRA or the organization, it's the people. They want their Second Amendment rights, and that's the strength. It's not the organization or the money even, it's the people willing to give $5, $10.
You know, a lot of people with $5 or $10 can best $50 million from one Michael Bloomberg.
Well,
no,
let me give you an example of some terrific legislation that's sitting in the Senate that Harry Reid will not bring up for a vote. And I think anyone in this country who has a concealed carry permit will like this effort, and they'll recognize the need for it. We are working to get a bill passed called the Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act. You've probably talked about it before. Mm-hmm. If you haven't, basically, what it would do, and it's we've tried to move it through the Senate, but with Harry Reid in charge, it hasn't gone anywhere. This is a common sense bill. It would ensure that a law-abiding concealed carry permit holder in any state would be able to carry his firearm or her firearm in any other state that does not prohibit concealed carry. So if you have a concealed carry permit in Florida, you could drive to visit your son and your daughter across country, and in every state you drive through, and wherever you find your final destination is, you would be legal with your firearm. Right?
Amber, that's huge legislation. Amber just drove across country, didn't you?
I did.
And you left Arizona. What route did you take?
I left Arizona, went through New Mexico, Alabama, spent some time in New Orleans, South Beach, and up to Wisconsin, went through Illinois, Kentucky.
Okay, so you went through Illinois. You didn't plan your trip. Did you plan your trip around where your firearm? Did you look at that before you made your decision? Because I know you carried a firearm with you the whole time.
I did.
Didn't you?
I took one with me because it was just myself, my sister, my daughter, and I was the one in charge, responsible, keeping everyone safe. I didn't plan around what states had good gun laws, what I would consider to be good gun laws, but I did take a brief look to see what.
So you visited and you knew what you had to do when you went from state to state to state. Catherine, what you're talking about would eliminate the need to have to do that because Amber could have left Arizona, driven whatever circuitous route she wanted to get to Illinois or to get to Wisconsin and not have to worry about it.
Right. I mean, it's the ultimate common sense piece of legislation. So we have been trying for several years to get that passed. But again, it's not going anywhere as long as we have Harry Reid as the majority leader. So we want him out. And then the other thing is we are wasting a lot of effort at the Senate level fighting back bad legislation. Did you realize that Dianne Feinstein from California is mm-hmm. trying to hold another hearing to ban assault weapons?
And they're going to continue. It's what they do. They don't know any different. It's in their DNA. Catherine, we're going to talk to you again next week here on Armed American Radio. The time goes so fast, very quickly, in about 10 seconds. Website people need to go to.
NRA.org.
NRA.org. You can follow everything from there. Catherine Mortensen, we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you
for joining us again and bringing us up to date. I'm Mark Walters. Amber, thank you for being here. You going to stick around maybe for a couple minutes?
Yeah, maybe.
All right, good deal. Alan Corwin, we're here in the studio with you. We'll be back here momentarily with you. And I tell you every single week, ladies and gentlemen, remember, carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. You've been listening to the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Back right after this.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby, like a dog in heat. Tell it to me by the clamor now, baby.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com, armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.